Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Right. Hello. Welcome to my bedroom. It's a weird way to start this. Welcome to a new episode of Tuesday Night Jaw on the Distraction Pieces Network. I'll explain why we're doing what we're doing in a minute. But today's a slightly unusual episode in that normally I will get a wrestler on or someone involved in the world of wrestling or a massive wrestling fan. Today I haven't got any of those things. I'll explain why in a second. Before I get to all that, some plugs. Obviously, support everything on the Distraction Pieces Network. That's important. Obviously, go to my website, jimsmallman.com. You can download my show My Girls for $5. You can see where I'm performing. You can watch some videos of me and all that stuff. And obviously, support Progress Wrestling because it's my wrestling company and I'm dead proud of it. ProgressWrestling.com, demand-progress.com. I think that's all the plugs I need to do. Now I will introduce my guest. Hello, my guest.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a reason we're in my bedroom. It's also my wife's bedroom, and my wife is here with me. Now,
come on, no way. None of that.
Now, to explain why we're doing what we're doing today, yesterday I was meant to speak via Skype to someone who hopefully will be on Tuesday Night Jaw next week. I don't want to tell you who it is in case it falls through. But I was meant to speak to a certain person who's quite a big name in the world of wrestling.
Phil Collins?
It's not Phil Collins. Fuck off. Right, don't start like this. If Regal's put you up to loads of stuff, then you're not allowed on.
Oh.
All right. So, okay. Yeah, I was meant to have quite a cool guest on. It fell through, and I realised I didn't have a guest planned for this week. And I jokingly tweeted, why don't I get my wife, who's a non-wrestling fan, on to give a non-wrestling fan's perspective? The reason being, and Pip pointed this out to me, Mr. Scroobius Pip pointed this out to me last time I was hanging out with him, that one of my catchphrases on Tuesday Night Jaw has been, whenever I need opinion validating on whether or not something works in wrestling, I always use an example. So I'll always say, my wife, who isn't a wrestling fan, and then give your opinion on something.
I am a fan.
You're more of a fan now, but you're not like me, are you?
Just forget a lot of stuff.
I mean, you're not like me in many regards. I mean, you've got boobs.
And hair now.
And hair now as well. Just to explain, I will always refer to you as the wife / Mrs. Smallman, which is what your Twitter thing says. It says Mrs. Smallman. Yeah. I'm not going to go into detail about why my wife is just called my wife. This isn't any kind of weird draconian sexism that I'm doing. But I basically...
Yes.
This is a cry for help for my wife. If you want to know why, then watch My Girls, because the whole show is about my wife and my daughter. So then you'll find out why she's just called Mrs. Smallman in these situations.
My name's really Greg.
You'd suit her, Greg. Mm.
Thanks.
Yeah. Also, you're much quieter than me, which I've no idea how this marriage works. So, I mean, I just shout and hope that...
Yeah.
You had to yell at me today when I was on the phone, didn't you? Because I was on the phone to Glenn, one of my business partners.
Loudly.
Really? I didn't think it was loud. I thought it was normal.
Loud.
I thought it was normal mobile phone volume.
No.
But anyway, watch My Girls, jimswarmer.com/mygirls, $5. Then you're supporting me and you're supporting this podcast if you download it. So cheers. And by token, supporting my wife and baby Claudio, who is asleep next door. So I got a load of questions from you guys. As always, for every episode of Tuesday Night Jewel, we can't answer every single question that we get. And I've just been watching, it's Wednesday night, and I'm aware this is late, and this won't be up now until early Thursday morning. But I've just been watching Leicester against Derby, which went to extra time. And all the time I was doing this, you actually made notes, didn't you? Because I gave you your questions, so you'd be prepared.
Yeah, it was like proper homework.
Yeah. So you've been out of work, you came home, I put the baby to bed, mm-hmm. and then you sat in your pyjamas making notes.
You cleaned shit out of the bath.
I did clean shit out of the bath.
Oh, I did. Claudio.
Oh, little baby Claudio decided to poop in the bath. So I'm going to ask you some questions. I mean, there's some questions I didn't use. Mm-hmm. You're very studious when it comes to Twitter, and you went back through the Tuesday Night Jaw hashtag. obviously, if you don't want to tweet me, at Jim Smallman, hashtag Tuesday Night Jaw. And
you can ignore your questions all over again.
I don't ignore them. We just get. It's got to a point where we get so many. Don't stop shushing me. now, before we start, you listen to Tuesday Night Jaw, don't you?
Yeah.
Two questions. Mm. One.
Why?
Why? Are you not sick of my voice as it is?
Yes.
Okay, good. I know that when you were pregnant, you used to play it to the baby through the bump, didn't you?
Yeah.
And he seemed to enjoy it.
Yeah. You have a little kick around.
Which is good.
A little jig about.
And now you play it, presumably in the car when you're out with him, so he hears it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is nice. Because, you know,
well, yeah, if you're away, we like to listen to it so that he can hear you while you're away.
Which is nice, because I'm
he
away quite
a lot. He
does
look around for you, though. I think it's confusing him as to where... I mean, maybe he thinks you're in the boot of the car.
One day, that will be will be how my body will be found.
Yeah.
But also, you do... Like, I got up this morning. I didn't sleep very well last night, and you let me have a little bit of a lie-in. And when I got up this morning, you and Claudio were watching SmackDown.
Yeah.
Weren't you?
He likes it.
He does seem to like that, and football seem to be his things. Look, I'm
anything
his dad.
To get him away from fucking football.
Not getting away from football. He's having it. So we're going to go through some questions.
Mm-hmm.
Any feedback? My wife's Twitter feed is private, isn't it? So if
so
you
fuck you.
She doesn't mean it.
No, I don't.
So if you have any feedback, then tweet me, because I will pass it on to the missus, unless you're one of a select few of people that she actually does allow to follow up. But it's very few, isn't it, these days?
Special few.
The special few. It's just me and Claudio's Twitter feed. Right then, so questions. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You're well prepped?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. From Ben Owens.
Yeah.
Not. I don't know. I don't think... He's related to Kevin Owens.
I think Owens is quite a popular surname. I think you... Yeah. I think you're grasping at straws there. Carry on.
Quite a lot of my life is grasping at straws, Lord, yeah. To be honest. So, quite a good general question to open with, Ben. What's the most ridiculous aspect of wrestling, in your opinion? Stop fiddling with your Fitbit and answer the question.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I realise that's going to make a noise now. Okay, so... you know when, like... They'll have an argument outside the ring and attack each other.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, oh my God, they attacked it. But that's just exactly what they're doing, but outside of the ring. And it's the same thing as inside of the ring. And you know when refs all come and, oh God, they've really hurt them. But they weren't really only doing the same things as they do inside the ring.
So you're saying the most ridiculous thing for you is the lack of realism once it moves from the ring, where fighting is allowed,
yeah.
to outside the ring, where fighting is not allowed.
Yeah. They're just doing exactly the same thing. It's just not in a ring. And everyone's like, oh God, he attacked them.
I know this is it's a really common thing that a lot of wrestling fans don't like. And it's a thing that Glenn always points out. Say you've got two people, you spent a year building them, how much they hate each other. And they finally get in the ring and they hate each other. Now, for me, the first thing that should happen then is one of them just punches the other one in the face.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that they lock up.
Eye gouge.
You want more eye gouges?
Yeah.
I mean, you're quite good with the realism of wrestling, and that's one of the reasons I bring you up all the time. Is so one time when Finn Balor was making his entrance as Demon Finn Balor, and he was crawling out. I remember you nudging me and going, I think he was wrestling Samoa Joe, and I think you nudged me, because you know Joe as well, I think you nudged me and went, why wouldn't Joe just come out and stamp on him?
Get up off the floor, come on.
Come on, you don't know what's been down there.
Yeah.
It is a good point, though. And
they'll always act as if they're more injured from getting the same stuff that had happened to them inside the ring done to them outside. So, like, there was one the other day that was that feud with Nikki Bella and whatever the blonde woman is.
Carmella.
And she only pushed her into a metal door. And she was on the floor pretending her leg really hurt. But it didn't hurt. I know it didn't hurt.
I think you're right, because I've had 30 years of watching wrestling. Yeah. So for me, it's like in my head, and not just as a wrestling fan, but as a promoter, in my head, I'm like, well, yeah, that would totally hurt more. But you're quite right, especially in WWE where there's pads around the ring. Like, if you take, so you were definitely at a Progress show at the ballroom where JD from the Riots took a powerbomb from the apron onto the wooden floor, and it's one of the most horrible noises I've ever heard.
I hate that noise.
And I mean, that definitely hurts more.
Yeah.
Because it's a wooden floor. But I see what you mean. If they get into a shoving match backstage, it shouldn't hurt.
Yeah, and all the refs join in and are like, come on, separate them. Well, why? They fight. That's just what they do.
So you're saying, scrapping. Save time, just let them fight now.
Yeah,
you're the originator of the let them fight chant.
Yeah, fight, fight, fight. Go on.
It's good. It's good. Yeah. Kieran Page, if you could tag with anyone based solely on their character, who would you pick and why?
I went for Bears, just because I like him.
If you're not familiar, Bears is my wife's shorthand for Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens as Bears.
But I'd have to become a man, and I'd have to somehow bump off Jericho.
And you love Jericho and Bears, don't you?
I do. It's the whole, they might as well just be holding hands and skipping. Best friends, you guys.
It is amusing. And I've still not, I've got loads of old indie DVDs of Kevin Owens when he was Kevin Steen, which I haven't ever sort of sat down and shown you. Because, like, sometimes, it's harder now we've got the baby, but sometimes
That jerk,
ruining our fun. But sometimes we'll put the network on and I'll show you an old show and you'll go, oh, right. So I remember showing you Mick Foley against Triple H from 2000 and you, which was one of my favourite matches ages ago, and you were into that. You won't remember that.
Yeah.
There's quite a lot of our evenings you don't remember.
No.
And then we were on holiday in Amsterdam and all we did was watch old Royal Rumbles on the network because it was too cold to go out. We did that. Yeah.
Again,
don't remember what we were in Amsterdam. That's your excuse.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think I've ever sort of sat you down and gone, here's some indie wrestling, because your wrestling knowledge is, so we'll kind of get to this in a bit. When we got together 5 years ago, your wrestling knowledge was Progress, because it was my company, and probably did you watch wrestling when you were a kid?
Not religiously or anything, bits with my dad.
Yeah. American stuff or British stuff?
Oh, only like whatever was on telly, so it would have been WWE,
because you're slightly younger than me, because, you know, I'm doing well for myself. So you tag with Bears, what would your tag team name be? There's a question for you. We'll have to come up with one between us.
Oh, now you've thrown a fucking spanner in the works. I don't know, I didn't do homework on that bit, did I?
Bears and Welshie. Bears and Welshie sounds either like a really bad solicitors or a really, really good detective duo. And if you've seen
Bears and Taff.
If you've seen Bears and Taff, that's much better. If you've seen the Progress Twitter feed, this_is_progress, then you will have seen the freeze frame cop buddy cop drama shot of me and Paz high-fiving, which Andrew Southern, thank you Andrew, made a fake credits thing over, which
it
is
looks
really
like
good.
You're trying to just reach higher than him. Because
I was trying to get him, I'm a bit taller than Paz, and I was trying to get him to not be able to high-five me.
I keep missing out on this shit now, damn baby.
I know. So you've only been to, since Claudio was born, you were at Brixton.
Yeah.
And if you watch the Brixton show, you can probably see the wife and Claudio. Claudio had his little ear defenders on, watching. And you didn't even see all of the show, did you? So you didn't see...
No, I missed quite a bit.
You missed the main event, didn't you? I think.
Who was it?
The main event was Tommy and Mark.
No, I caught the very end of it.
So you saw Jimmy coming back?
Yeah.
You missed Jack Gallagher's goodbye, yeah. Didn't you? Which was very sad because obviously Jack's a friend of yours, is a friend of mine, and a couple of weeks after that, he was in this house,
yeah.
Holding a baby.
No, running away from the
running
baby.
Away from a baby. Then a few weeks after that, he was in the Royal Rumble, which yeah. was bizarre. So you went to that. You mm-hmm. came to.
Oh, that fucking dog!
There is a dog outside. We apologise. It's not the baby.
Why would the baby?
Because sometimes I hear it and I think it's the baby.
What?
Like when I'm downstairs. What's wrong with you? Well, you come to bed earlier than me most nights because you are harder working than me, and I can't sleep at 10 o'clock at night. And
all they do is lie and swear at that damn dog.
But sometimes I'll hear a dog barking, and I don't know if it's the baby stirring. Look, I'm very tired as well. I'm a new parent. I don't know what I'm doing.
There aren't any words to describe my expression right now.
No. So you came to Birmingham.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had to leave really soon because baby was kicking off at home because you didn't have him with you.
Mm-hmm.
You came to Sheffield.
Yeah.
With baby.
Yeah, left then early as well because he was kicking off.
Because he was kicking off. That's it. They're the only shows you've been to. And you've not been to London. You've not been to the ballroom since you gave birth, have you?
No. I don't know.
No, have you
I?
Were meant to come to the unboxing, but we decided against it because you were feeling poorly.
And he was poorly.
Yeah. So, I mean... Luckily, Matthew Richards, when he's been at the shows, he stood into the breach of me, you know, me making my love heart thing.
Aww.
He stood into the breach of me doing
I'm
that.
Good. I'm glad. Does he do the handshake?
He doesn't do... If something to look out for, if you ever notice my wife is at a show, we do a very serious handshake and a nod to an imaginary camera, like we're footballers signing a contract. I don't know why we do this. Quite a lot of our marriage is unexplainable, to be honest. Right, Daniel Ellis... Oh, that's a, no, that's not the right one. Sorry, you're next, Daniel. Flo Damneron, which is a great name. I don't know if it's your real name, Flo, but it's brilliant. Flo Damneron, what would you say are the most positive and negative parts of wrestling and why? That's like an essay question. Good work, Flo.
I have been writing essays.
You have? What's your answer?
Well, there's loads of positives that I couldn't really just name one. Like... I like, obviously, men throwing men at men for my entertainment.
Yeah.
So, that's all I wrote down.
That's.
I had a bit of a brain fart on this one. Negatives were the bad acting. My cringe glands go off at the bad acting in between.
You, in particular, you used to really, really hate women's wrestling. Until it got good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
I just don't like the hair flicking... Kind of shaking their booty around like they're strippers. Like the negative kind of...
You're a proud feminist and you don't like that portrayal of women in wrestling.
Yeah.
Especially
it's
when...
It's not like that, then.
Well, no, it isn't. And it's not like it... It's one of the reasons I've always said this on the podcast. One of the reasons that we didn't have women's wrestling on Progress for ages is we always wanted it to be that whoever we chose to wrestle for us, be they male or female, they were there because they were talented. Mm-hmm. Not to... either tick a box or to... It's certainly not to provide titillation for people because there's plenty of people out there, you know, that's their thing. And I think when we started watching NXT together ages ago and when Charlotte and Bayley and Sasha and everyone was all in NXT, that was great. And you really like Asuka, for example, don't you? Because she kicks people in the face.
Yeah.
And that's kind of your thing.
It is. I like a bit of violence.
You do like a bit of violence. Who is a question... This is a question from me. Out of the women who wrestle for Progress, most of whom you know, who would you least like to meet in a fight?
I could take them all on. That's a load of shit.
I know who my answer is, if it was me.
Go on.
Laura DiMatteo.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's genuinely terrifying.
Yeah.
She's genuinely terrifying. And tiny. And I remember her first match, she took, I think, like 25 straight body slams as if to go, yeah, I can do this.
Yeah. Well, I have actually wrestled Kaylee Ray.
Oh, this was in your this was in your modelling days, wasn't it? And it was when you were wrestling in, there's like a gym in Manchester, isn't there?
Yeah.
And it's kind of, it's more fantasy-based wrestling than professional wrestling.
Yeah.
And because I told Kaylee this story, like, when she turned up to make her debut for Progress, I went, you've wrestled my wife. And she went, have I?
For a start, we didn't get to choose our entrance music. And I got Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain, which makes me seem like maybe secretly I was a bloke called Greg. Thanks for that. And yeah, I kind of, it was a Royal Rumble, I think.
Yeah.
And I came down, climbed in the, in the ring, did a couple of like forearms to her. And then she just picked me up and just plopped me over the top rope.
Because I said this to her. I said, you threw my wife over the top rope in a battle royal. And she went, I said, my wife's not a wrestler. And she went, oh God, I'm so sorry. I went, no, no, no. She actually said, thank you for making a, you got out of that situation very quickly. And it was fine.
No, I did do wrestling, but it wasn't WWE style. It was mat-based grappling. So a lot of it was semi-competitive stuff. So, and then some of it was just bikini stuff. Yeah. Which is why I hate the sexist side of it now, because I've seen it from that side.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is, and it is, you've, and I think it's why, because you get on well with quite a lot of the girls who wrestle for us, in particular, like girls like Ginny and Polly, and that you get on really well with. And part of it is, and again, watch my girls, you'll understand a lot more of this attitude. It's you've seen it from the very, very sexist side of. You know, kind of dudes, that's what they're into.
Yeah.
So you've seen that.
Yeah.
So you'd prefer to not see that in professional wrestling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we're all the better for it.
Yeah.
What was your negative? The negative thing was the bad acting, which I know you get really annoyed with.
Yeah. It's just like watching, I don't know, what's the American things?
Like
doctors or what?
Dr. Drake
Romero. Days of Our Lives. Days of Our Lives. That kind of acting in between, it's really bad.
In wrestlers' defence, certainly WWE wrestlers' defence, they're not actors.
Well, it is just basically a soap opera that guys are allowed to like because there's fighting in it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get it.
If you are a guy, at Jim Smallman, hashtag Tuesday Night Jaw, what's your favourite soap opera? I want to know. You can't say wrestling. Okay. Next.
Yeah.
This is from Daniel Ellis. Which wrestler's ring gear would you change and why? Both male and female.
Okay, so I had three for the male ones.
When you first started answering this question, you were like, I don't know who to say.
And then I've got four people.
Oh, right, good. Okay, then go with your male ones.
Barry, Bazo, Corbin.
Bazo Corbin. Okay, why?
Well, he's already done it. He's now wearing a wolf over the situation.
But the wolf, as we've pointed out before, the wolf is it's borderline.
It is a bit nana fleece.
Yeah, it's nana fleece.
But he's sorted that out. Maybe he knew.
And Bozzers is friend of the show. Bozzers is friend of Barry. She says he's a lovely fella.
Bozzer and Bazzer.
Bozzer and Bazzer, yeah. Bazza.
I was going to do it, but I can't sing.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did it.
Thanks.
Also, Luke Gallows, I'd put sleeves on him because somebody Ronsils him before the show and they do a really bad job. His arms are just so orange.
You've got to bear in mind, we live quite close to Merseyside, so we know a bit about bad town.
Oh, yeah, we do. Also, Roman Reigns, surely he shouldn't be allowed to be wearing body armour.
This really bothers you, doesn't it?
Doing, they do all this stuff to him. He's part robot wearing that. He's not. He's wearing a stab vest. Nothing should hurt him. How is that allowed? Surely you'd just make your whole outfit out of that if you're allowed that on.
See, you won't remember this, but there was a wrestler in the Attitude Era, about 98, 99, called D'Lo Brown. He wrestled in the UK a bit. By all means, he's a good dude. But he had a whole gimmick where he'd do a frog splash to win and he'd wear a chest plate. And that would mean it would hurt more. So what you're saying is Roman needs to change his finisher to something involving his chest. Well, the spear kind of involves his chest, doesn't it?
I just don't think anything would hurt him, though. Like, surely he'd be unbeatable because he wouldn't feel pain.
He is quite unbeatable as it is, Roman Reigns. I don't know if you've noticed.
Anyway.
No, I get it.
And Nikki Bella, just because I think she's a bit more lap dancer than wrestler, and I would like to see her maybe in one of those blow-up T-Rex outfits like I've got. Oh.
Yeah, my wife has got a blow-up T-Rex outfit that she wore to the hospital one day when her sister was in hospital.
You've got to cheer her up somehow.
Yeah.
Or like one of those inflatable sumo wrestler suits. I don't know how seriously she'd be taken.
No.
But or maybe a morph suit just to cover her face.
Wow.
Just because, like, yeah.
I know whenever she comes out and she does her little spin thing, yeah. You always straight away go, it's like a lap dancer, it straight is. Away. And it really bothers you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it feels... The Bellas are kind of a bridge between the old divas thing and the current generation. So, you know, I get... You can't just change someone's character completely, I get it. But, no, good points. Yeah. Well done. Matthew Grice. If you had to fancy dress baby Claudio as a wrestler, and for the record, Matthew, we're doing this. Who would you go for?
So, we want to do the whole progress roster, if we're honest, don't we? It's just finding time to sew tiny outfits. We don't have time to do anything, let alone do that. I do think him as Jimmy Havoc would be amazing with a tiny axe.
You want to give our child a tiny axe?
Yeah, obviously maybe a real like sharp-edged one, just a toy one.
Okay. Mm. He's got a lot of hair. We'd have to shave part of it.
I'm fine with that. It's all for the cause.
I know which side you want to shave as well, because he's got more hair on one side of his head, isn't he?
Yeah, tufty head.
Yeah, he's got tufty head. Havoc could be good. I suggested the other day Finn Balor as Demon Finn Balor, and then we pointed out that we'd have to keep a baby still to paint him.
I can't even clip his nails, let alone face paint him.
Any other ideas, or that's
just all of them?
All of them, all of the wrestlers.
Yes. Is that okay?
Yes.
Good. Tiny gum shield.
Tiny baby gum shield.
He bites fingers, so he'd be good as...
He's Pete Dunne.
Yeah.
Baby Pete Dunne. Tom says, if you don't watch wrestling but enjoy progress, I think we've clarified, you do watch some wrestling, but, what parts of progress make you enjoy, apart from your husband? Rest assured, Tom, she hates me. She's
I've missed that question out. You didn't send me that one.
Have you missed that one out?
You fucking whore.
This is in the email, this is the actual email that I sent you.
Well, then I've missed it.
So, I think we'll shorten it to what parts of progress do you enjoy, apart from, obviously, your handsome, handsome husband?
I look at your bum.
You do look at my bum. I mean, what will happen is when we're... because we are quite happily married, it's fair to say.
Yeah.
Is when we were doing the Facebook Live... When you're not at the shows and we do the Facebook Live stuff, you'll watch whatever Facebook Live thing we're doing, or Periscope if we're doing the beginning.
Yeah.
And I'll nearly always get a message from you, which is quite nice, because we're happily married. This is a bit like... I'm trying to think what other sort of couples record podcasts or do content from their bed. Not in that way. And the only one I can think of is Fat Man Scoop and his wife.
Yeah, I was thinking that as well. Although, doesn't she finger a watermelon?
What?
We're not doing that.
I need to make the not noise tonight. Of a watermelon fingering.
How? What?
I don't know.
You don't need to.
She fingers a watermelon?
Come on.
Good Lord. So what do you enjoy about progress, apart from me?
All of it. I just get caught up in the atmosphere of it all. Like, I'd never been to any live wrestling shows before progress, so I wasn't really sure what to expect, but the storylines are good and I can actually follow them. The atmosphere of it all.
You got to name a show.
Yeah,
you did name to. When Men Throw Men at Men. You named more than one. You named Very 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 Breaky 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 Bishy Bishy as well, didn't you? That was your suggestion because I'd shown you a Botchamania and you thought it was funny.
Yeah, and then I had a car crash.
Oh, and you also did have a car crash around that time.
That was very, very, very breaky, breaky.
I have another point about this. It'll come back to me in a bit. It'll pop back into my head about you, your enjoyment of progress. That was it. I mean, if you ever need to know whether or not my wife gets caught up in what we do at Progress, then I would say check out Chapter 9 when Jimmy murders me in the ring. Oh. Now, bearing in mind, you knew this was happening.
Yeah.
You're friends with Jimmy, as am I.
Yeah.
We went through it with you. Yeah. You were fine with it, and you cried your eyes out.
Yeah.
Because it looked quite real, didn't it?
Yeah, I was shaking.
I mean, I'll be honest, it was real. Lost my hearing, fucked me up.
Jimmy.
But it was worth it in the grand scheme of things. It was good. But yeah, it just if you genuinely, and there's been other moments where,
well, I've brought family with me and I've raved to them about it and they've never been fans, and then they've come along and they've or and friends, they've caught up in the magic of it too.
I think that's, it's a very, and here's the thing, like the three of us, me, John and Glenn, we don't know what we're doing. We've still not figured out how we've done this, how we got to this point. And it's quite nice. I love it when you bring your family along and they like it, particularly my father-in-law. It's brilliant that he's now, like, he came around the other day and he's wearing a Progress hoodie. Yeah. This is a man who, like, I really like your dad.
Yeah.
And I get on really well with him.
Yeah.
But we haven't got loads in common.
No, I suppose not.
You know, like, you know, he's not into football, he's into motorbikes and stuff like that. And
well, I did try and have a football conversation with you the other day.
He did try, bless him. He was just having a go.
I don't know what the fuck he's going on about, but he tried.
But seeing how excited, it's the same when, if I invite friends from comedy to a show, and at the end of it they're like, oh my God, this is, because, you know, wrestling fans, and you're a wrestling fan if you're listening to this, wrestling fans are awesome and they like most things to do with wrestling. It's the way you expand and you really get people on board is if you've ever been to a Progress show and then you've brought a non-wrestling fan to a Progress show, you know what I mean, because we can normally win those guys over. And it's not just us doing it. You know, it's any company like PWG or ICW, anyone that does it well can do it in that way. But, you know, it means a lot to me when you bring your family along, you know. I mean, because obviously I'm busy, I don't have to talk to them. So, that was Tom. Daniel Ellis, again. Hi, Daniel. I like this because this is a proper judgmental wrestling question that you need to make a judgment on. In your opinion, is a ladder match a better end to a feud than a tables match?
I prefer tables because there's something satisfying about tables. I like stuff breaking.
Well, before you got pregnant, what did you really, really want to happen in a Progress ring?
Wanted to be put through a table.
You wanted to be put through a table. You wanted specifically.
I still fucking want it now.
During the Jimmy Havoc stuff, you specifically.
Yeah.
You suggested it at one point.
Yeah.
Which is, and you don't particularly want to be in front of the camera or anything. You just really wanted to be put through a table.
Yeah.
I think you'd be put through. You'd be happy to be put through a table, even if it wasn't for any storyline purpose, wouldn't you? We just bought a table and
just for a laugh.
And someone threw you through the table. You'd be fine.
Wearing my T-Rex outfit, maybe.
Who would you most like to throw you through the table? Who would you trust you to throw? Because there's various ways of doing it. There's the Rampage Brown, hold onto your legs and properly plant you through it.
Maybe not Rampage.
There's the Dave Mastiff, throw you up in the air as if going through a three-point shot.
No.
Which one do you want? No.
Who, can I get put through a table?
No, you can't get put through a table.
Hashtag Tuesday night short.
No, you're not being put through a table.
Okay.
Not for a while. Not until I know you're completely over having the baby.
I need to do my Nakamura thing first.
You do need to do the Nakamura thing. for you guys listening at home, the wife has said she wants to be able to do the Nakamura fall backwards pose thing he does in the ring.
I tried one day when I was pregnant. I just fell on the bed.
Like so much of our lives. You prefer a table match?
Yeah, because ladders, there's a whole lot of, I'm tired halfway climbing up here, I better stall a little bit when you know, you're not tired. You could easily get up there if you wanted to. There's something so much more satisfying about tables.
What about, it's a ladder match, because a ladder match always, because a tables match, you only have to go through one table and it's over. So what about a ladder match that involves table spots? Would that please you more?
Yeah.
Of course it would. Just like violence, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Captain, my captain says, how good a promo can Jim cut?
I've written who?
Cheers, love.
Big old cock.
I don't really do promos. Like, me talking in the ring at the start of a show is normally just stuff I need to say. It's stuff I need to actually cover and stuff that I mean. So, like, what I did...
It's just you being you, really.
Yeah. What I did at the end of... what I did at the end of the last show in London, where I thanked everybody, like, it meant a lot to me because I was quite tired and quite emotional. And I think the crowd got on board with it, and we just had two really emotional returns. And everyone stood up and applauded. And it was like, I wasn't trying to get that reaction, I was just being honest. And it's the same with everything I do at the start of the show. The only thing I am desperately trying to do is if I'm making a joke, I really want people to laugh because that's my other real job, is making people laugh. So, you know,
craving attention.
I've had a lot of American people tweeting me from who've watched the last show because you weren't. Did you? I don't know if you saw this. If you saw me do the intro at the start of the show,
no.
But there was a guy. There was only four people who hadn't been to a show before, so I got them to stand up and tell us where they'd been for the last 5 years. And one guy, I said, where have you been? And he said, well, I've been watching Ring of Honor because I'm American. I've just moved here. And all I said was, American? I can't think of any reason why he'd possibly choose to live here over the United States. And he got a big laugh. And I was like, oh, yay. And then I made a really niche joke about a bloke wearing a rugby shirt and whether or not it was from Jack Wills, because I hate Jack Wills stuff.
You do.
And I got a laugh. And I was like, oh, good. So if people are laughing, I'm happy. But I don't do promos. Not yet. Not until my heel run.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a promo, wasn't it? That's a little bit. Dave Goodger says, with Cena and Reigns getting booed and Owens and Styles being cheered, is this the end of the traditional face/heel characters?
No, I think we're all just becoming more evil as humans. And so we...
It's true.
Like, we all secretly want to be the bad guy, don't we? Like, when you play video games... You can be good or bad. You just shoot hookers in the face.
Wow. There's definitely something in this. Like, so when you... Say you go to the Projo and it's a beginner's class.
Mm-hmm.
And say there's 10 students there who want to be wrestlers. And they're all trying to come up with characters. They'll nearly all come up with heel characters.
Yeah.
If I was... In inverted commas, a character in wrestling, whether it be a manager or a wrestler or whatever, instead of me being just Jim, who's one of the three owners of the company, I would 100% want to be evil.
I know you would.
Absolutely want to be evil.
I've seen you playing Grand Theft Auto.
Shut up. Stop revealing these facts about me to the lovely listeners. So, I think you've got
shoots hookers right in the face.
I think you've got a good point. I also think, though, so... I think this is a thing that's been happening for ages, because Steve Austin was the most popular wrestler in the world in 1996, and he was essentially a bad guy.
I think the internet's made it.
You reckon? Happen.
Yeah, like trolls. You know, that's everyday normal people, but they just hide behind stuff, so they let their evil side out. I think it's made us all a bit more wicked inside.
What do you think would make 100% of the people in a crowd, say at WrestleMania, 100% of the crowd there cheer for John Cena or Roman Reigns? What would they need to do, in your opinion, to make people want to cheer for them?
I don't know.
Do you understand why they get booed?
Partly.
Because, I mean, why do you... It's genuine, you just want your insight into it. Why do you think people boo for Cena and Reigns?
Because, I don't know.
Because the main argument is for both of them, is that we're being told to like them. And that's why
people don't like being forced into having their opinion. They're going to have their own opinion, aren't they?
But the reality is, they're both good wrestlers. I like watching both of them. I mean, apart from, obviously, as you pointed out, Roman's blatant use of body armour.
Yeah.
If he wasn't wearing body armour, would more people cheer for him?
I don't know.
But it is odd. I mean, you only have to... You see it at progress shows. There's people who... Like Marty Skrull. We had Jimmy who was a heel for everybody. But every other heel character we've had, some people will want to cheer for. Marty Skrull being a great example of a bad guy that people want to cheer for.
I've never seen anyone cheer Paul Robinson.
Actually, Paul Robinson's a great example of being like Jimmy. Mm-hmm. You make a good point. And a terrifying human being.
Yeah.
Good. Martin Bentley. Are you as fascinated at women throwing women at women?
My answer is, ha! With loads of A's. Yes, but only if they're really, like, properly going for it. So, like, Nia Jax, or, like, Pip's favourite as well, Naomi.
Yeah.
I just think they're both bad. Or Asuka.
Yeah. You love Nia Jax, don't you?
Yeah. She just doesn't really fucking kill you. That's what I want. I want death. I want people just lobbing each other around. I think it's great. Yeah. I want it to be realistic. Like,
yeah.
I don't like all the fake stuff. I want to properly throw each other, yeah, lob each other around.
Okay, good. Thanks. Solid. Next. John. Not our John, but just John. What was your favourite mark-out moment whilst watching a progress show?
So I tend to watch stuff and then forget that I've watched it, or forget storylines. And also, Jim will tell me stuff before it's going to happen, and then I forget that you've told me.
Yeah.
Or I haven't listened in the first place.
That's more common.
So there's so there's a lot of stuff that I couldn't really give you the answer for on that. But the balcony flips in particular.
So Jimmy being kicked off the balcony, Will moonsaulting off the balcony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the most memorable thing that I've watched where I've gone, fucking hell.
Yeah, I mean, for me it was memorable for...
Because you didn't know it was going to happen.
I didn't know it was happening. They didn't.
I did think to myself, is that something he told me was going to happen? And I just haven't listened. But I don't.
I had a passing conversation that day. I don't know if I've told this story before, but I had a passing conversation where Will walked past me and went, we're going to go up to the balcony during our match. And I'd been to a show in Liverpool a couple of weeks before for a promotion called Infinite, where Zach Gibson, who's a good guy in Liverpool, was wrestling CJ Banks, who's very good. And they wrestled all the way up to the balcony and they teased the balcony and then they came back down from the balcony. That's what I thought Will meant.
Hmm.
He didn't say, we're going off the balcony. I was like, okay. And then when Jimmy came off, I was like, well, Jimmy's insane. And then I saw Will up there shout, this is progress, and then moonsault off. And all I could see was him going into the crowd. I couldn't see whether or not anyone caught them or... And... From my point of view, my first worry was, oh God, is anyone hurt, be it them or anyone in the crowd?
And my second, you can't exactly practice that either, can you? No. They didn't practice.
And my second thought was, we're never going to be allowed in this venue again. And lo and behold, the next show, the owner of the ballroom came to the show and kept a very watchful eye on us to make sure no one jumped off the balcony. And when we did our first show at the Ritz... And we went and looked around the Ritz in Manchester. One of the first things the guy showing us around said was, you're not going to have anyone jump off the balcony, are you? And we went, oh, no. And he went, because I've seen you've done that before. We were like, oh.
Yeah.
But as a promoter, people think that we ask people to do that. We'd never ask, you know, in the same way I'd never ask a wrestler to take a chair shot to the head. And when, on a few occasions, it's mainly JD from the Riots. People have taken chair shots to the head. I've yelled at them. Mm. And I don't yell at much. But it's their future, and I don't want people getting concussed. So, just a little side note. No DQ Clothing says, as a non-fan, what is your most memorable or favourite match from outside of a progress ring? So, anything you can think of.
Well, I've written down that the same as the last one, really. I don't remember exact moments of stuff. I just enjoy it in the moment.
Are you concussed now?
Permanently concussed. And then I enjoy watching something at the time, and then it's just deleted from memory to create more storage for other stuff.
Because you're not like me, like, so I've shown you, I remember showing you Shibata against Ishii. Right, I know what this is, and you're looking at me
the
blankly.
Face, yeah.
Little squat, bald Japanese man who looks like he works in a bank. Kicking the shit out of each other for 12 minutes. You know the one?
Yeah.
You've seen it, right? And I remember showing you that. And I've shown countless people that as an example of why I like wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's my go-to thing. That and the revival against DIY and CM Punk versus John Cena in 2011. And I've got tons of these things that are my touchstones of wrestling.
I
find
it mad that you remember the years of stuff as well. Like, I don't remember what year stuff happened in. That's why I've had to have our wedding day written on my thumb.
It's good. Geraint Lewis, are you like his fiance who just finds it funny when wrestlers try to be intimidating? She literally laughs at Brock Lesnar. Now,
I would not laugh at...
You're genuinely scared of Brock Lesnar, aren't you?
Yeah.
Who does Brock Lesnar look like? Ralmote. That was your... Your observation, I think I've probably taken credit for it on this podcast before, but it was you. So, do you find it funny when they try and be intimidating?
I find him genuinely intimidating, but if it's people from Progress, then I know them outside, so yeah. I know what they're really like. So, although Jimmy's music still makes me kind of puts my shackles up. Hackles. That one.
Yeah. Well, there was you used to nearly always get into a fight with Jimmy when he was champion. I remember once.
I just like shouting cunt at him.
I remember you once genuinely screaming, "You're a fucking cunt" at him, and him.
Oh,
looking,
it was going on.
And him looking, him looking genuinely shocked that you had said it.
Yeah, but then he called me a cunt back.
He did, yeah.
It was fine.
It was fine. but you are genuinely scared of Lesnar. Is there any other wrestlers that you think are genuinely terrifying?
Nia Jax. Braun Strowman.
Strowman is. I think Strowman's ah music when he comes out, it does help.
Although if somebody did that noise, I'd probably laugh.
Would you?
Yeah, probably.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good. Right. Next question. It's Ross with an A.
Ross.
I don't know if that means Ras or Rossa. Either way, Ross with an A. What is your favourite ridiculous wrestling name? And what would you call yourself if you were to wrestle? Now, bearing in mind, I've got a formula for that, which I will do with you in a minute. Mm-hmm. So, what's your favourite ridiculous wrestling name for a start?
So, I don't think there are any, are there? I don't know the back catalogue of names, so...
it's almost like some points of this, you just want to lean into the microphone and go, "You nerds."
I feel like a nana answering questions on technology sometimes, I don't know. But when we were in school, our German teacher was called Herr Hein Hartmann, which is Triple H. And I just thought I'd bring that up because it made me laugh. So I'm thinking, is my German teacher
actually the chief operating officer of the WWE?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think he was, though.
I don't know. So what would you call yourself if you had to wrestle?
Well, when I was a wrestler, it was Shay. And then we'd laugh and call me Giant Shay Stacks.
Amazing.
But I'm not Giant or a Shay Stack.
You do know that there is a mathematical formula for working out what your wrestler name is.
Okay.
Now everyone needs to play this. At Jim Smallman, # Tuesday Night Jaw. So what you take is your first name. It can either be your middle name or an alternative name that your parents were going to give you. Obviously, in your case, female, not male. Because I think you told me what your male name was going to be before.
Eric.
Don't choose Eric. So it can either be your middle name.
Greg.
It can either be your middle name or a name that your parents were going to give you. Because sometimes your parents will be stupid enough and tell you that. So in my case, it's my middle name, which is Daniel. So what name are you going to go with?
I don't know. I'm not allowed to reveal my name, am I?
Well, you're not allowed to... I think you can probably reveal your middle name.
No.
Well, in that case...
Greg. Go with,
so you're Greg. Good Lord. Right.
Why do you mock me?
And then your surname is one of your grandparents' surnames. So, obviously not the same one as you. So... in my case...
Isn't this going to give away, like, your password protection
No, questions? It is. That's why they're grandparent, not parent. Not mum's maiden name, right? Choose a grandparent's maiden name or whatever.
Mine would be Greg Broccoli.
Greg Broccoli. And I would be Daniel Garner, right? Yeah. Doesn't sound that interesting, but then you've got to have a gimmick, haven't you?
Okay.
You've got to have a trade, like the architect... Seth Rollins, as you always point out, he's got a trade, yeah. Right?
And there's an Undertaker.
Right, and there is an Undertaker. There's an Undertaker. Yes, there is.
There's also a viper, although that's not a trade.
There's an Undertaker.
Hang on
there. Oh, God. Right, so the trade you use would be your... whichever suits best, I'd your father like, or mother's trade. So with me, I would be Daniel the Accountant Garner.
See, I was going to
finish
you
with the tax return.
If we didn't do it that way, if we did it because I'm Greg Broccoli, then I could come out like Bailey, but instead of being a hugger, I'd tell kids to eat their greens and throw broccoli at them.
Oh, good God. That'll make you the biggest heel in wrestling.
That's my plan.
Joe Atherton. Hey, Joe.
Hi.
As a non-fan, what wrestlers entertain you, bar the Big Bear Owens? So you can't use bears in this. Mm. And why? So just reel off some wrestlers that entertain you, be it in the ring, outside the ring, whatever.
Jericho, because he's hilarious. And also, I like the still... of his face just screaming in the shark cage. The New Day, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, they are great.
Enzo, because I read once that when you go for a walk and you take a dog with you and the dog's off its lead, a dog will walk 5 times more distance than the human will on the walk.
Where the fuck is this going?
Hey!
All right,
because the dog will walk off and kind of... sniff around, run about, run back, come back, round and round. And that's what Enzo's like. He's like a dog off a lead.
He's a man who has a lot of caffeine.
Yeah.
And you don't have caffeine at all, do you? So,
no.
My Lord, imagine you on caffeine. That'd be amazing. There was a point whenever Enzo used to come out...
I tried it, I just sweat.
Whenever Enzo used to come out, you used to get angry at his catchphrases, and now you clearly enjoy them.
I still hate the catchphrases. I still hate them, but... I like him. I like his cockatiel hair.
Anyone else?
Jack Gallagher.
Obviously.
Because all of his moves are just incredible, and he's one of my favourite ones.
You loved... He had 2 matches for us that you really loved. You loved him against Timothy Thatcher and him against Johnny Kidd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just really, really good. Bray Wyatt.
Because you like Rob Zombie.
Jonathan from Korn.
Oh, he's actually that's much better than the Rob Zombie one. He is more like Jonathan. If he came out with some bagpipes, would you lose your mind?
I'll lose my mind, maybe, but...
Yeah, bagpipes, the most metal of the instruments.
And Naomi and Nia Jax, just because they're incredible. They're really good.
Yeah. Good answers.
Cheers.
Dale Beaumont Brown, Debo. Debo! what he says, as a non-fan, why do you watch/enjoy the graps? Is it purely by proxy as hubby is a promoter/fan? So, if I wasn't around...
You've missed 2 questions.
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh, I see them now. I'll come back to them.
Oh.
I'll come back to that. Answer the Devo one. Answer the Devo one.
It says, hi, Dale.
Good. Hi, Dale. If you don't know, Mr. Beaumont Brown is the producer of the This Is Progress documentary that you can watch on YouTube for free.
Hiya, Shale.
He's a good lad, Dale. A new dad as well, so... we should form a stable called the New Dads.
Just come out very tired with baby sick on your shoulders.
Oh!
Then you'd have to leave halfway through because you thought you had the baby crying.
Yeah. You've always got sick on your shoulder.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm so tired I didn't actually hear you.
But you did.
So do you enjoy wrestling purely because of me? I mean, would you watch it if you weren't with me?
Well, I haven't done up to this point, so no.
Hmm.
But I am a fan of it, and I do enjoy it now. Like, I don't think that you've forced it upon me. I think that you've shown me the ways of wrestling, and now I enjoy it.
And also, let's be honest, I mean...
I like violence, so I like UFC, and I like boxing, so... But again, I never know who most people are and stuff. I just like watching people hit each other.
I mean, let's be honest, though. I mean, if you...
I'm from a rough town. I was brought up just watching people bash each other, so...
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
It's ingrained in me.
Here's the thing. You might not know this, dear listener, but my wife is one of the most stubborn human beings in the world, and you would not watch.
How dare you?
So, clearly, I love wrestling, and the wife watches wrestling. That is good. I also love football. There's nothing that's ever going to make her watch football.
She's tried to bludgeon me with so many fucking football facts.
Yeah, so there's nothing...
Although, occasionally, I do retain one or two just to freak you out.
Yeah, you do that. And obviously you are responsible. Your general happiness was responsible for Leicester winning the Premier League last year. So
I'm still cheers, happy, love. So what's happened now?
Well, clearly you're not that happy. Right. Going back, Sam Wilson's one of the ones I missed out. Are there any moves that you don't like to watch?
You know my answer already, don't you?
What is your answer?
Forearms.
You don't like forearms, do you? You really hate them.
They're just filler. They don't look like they hurt. Chris Hero's do.
Yeah, Chris Hero's elbows and forearms are tremendous.
But other than that, I just want to wince at people. I just want to see moves and be like, ooh, fuck. I just...
want to be William Regal. That was an amazing impression.
Was it?
It was brilliant, yeah. You really don't like forearms. I reckon I can change your mind. I've got at least three Japanese matches I could show you where you go, no, those forearms are fine.
Yeah, and like I've just said, Chris Hero's are fine. Mm. But most of the time, they're just dull. They just feel like filler. I like chops because the noise and you wince because you think, fuck, that would hurt. But no, forearms can fuck off.
I think what Sam was going for there was any moves that you think are probably too dangerous, whereas what we've learned here is my wife generally doesn't care if people live or die.
I want danger.
Callum McEwen, dear Mrs. S, good start. Who do you find the most entertaining wrestler in progress in and out of the ring, and why? You can probably choose one for in and one for out if you haven't already.
I said, thank you, polite man. That's my start.
It was a good start.
What was the question?
Who do you find the most entertaining wrestler in progress in and out of the ring, and why?
I'm on it. So, Sex Smith, minus the sexual assaults of you.
Yeah.
Probably watching him grind against you, against the rope, and watching you squirm uncomfortably is not necessarily...
Not as uncomfortable as you'd think, love.
Hey, no accidental boners. and he's also very funny on Twitter, as is Sebastian.
Yeah, Sebastian's funny on Twitter often for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, but I don't know. I am that Michael Jackson eating popcorn meme.
Yes, I am the same, yes.
And Ginny.
Yeah.
Love her.
She is great, isn't she?
Fucking brilliant.
Good work. So we've done Debo, we're on to Steve Dawson now. He says, what was your reaction when Jim first said he loved the graps?
I've put, it wasn't a confession. Sit down, love. I've got something to tell you. That's not your voice. I don't know why I wrote it in that voice.
No.
I don't think I wrote it in that voice. How can you write it in a voice?
I don't know. I feel like I'm involved in an Alan Bennett monologue now.
It wasn't really a confession of his. He was already two progress shows in by that point. Weren't you?
I think did you come to the second one?
Third
one.
Apparently, you said, anyway. I just wanted to watch. I was interested. And then, because I already did some wrestling, I did grappling and that. I just wanted to wrestle you, and then we'd wrestle. But I'd hurt you, and then you'd go, no, I won that because you hurt me, which isn't how it works.
Lies. massive, massive lies. Gary Palmer. The best and worst thing you've seen at a live wrestling event. Now, bearing in mind, your experience of wrestling is our shows plus a couple of WWE shows. You've been to Raw and you've been to NXT a couple of times. Doing NXT in Blackpool where Samoa Joe blew me a kiss.
Mm.
Literally one of the best moments of me being a wrestling fan. Because you, but you like, I mean, this is
that knobhead dog.
This is one of the things that I love about my wife is, so when Joe came to Wrestle for Progress, I'm a huge fan of Joe. I think he's amazing. He's been one of my favourite. He's been one of my favourite wrestlers for years and years and years. And then we're lucky enough to have him come and wrestle for us, and we built up a bit of a friendship. And we went to Nando's afterwards with a couple of our friends as well.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things that's so cool about you is you were just sat just chatting to Samoa Joe, and he's a nice guy, so he's not got a superstar attitude about
because
him
in the grand
like
scheme of things, I don't really know who he is.
You do
just
now,
talk to
but
him.
Yeah,
you talk to him like. Well, I'm not starstruck by them because they're just people.
And you know, that was one of my favourite memories is just as little sitting in a Nando's talking about music, talking about where he lived and stuff. It was really and his family
chicken.
And stuff and chicken and also there was chicken. So yeah, what are the best and worst thing you've seen at a live wrestling event?
So for worst, I wouldn't say it was worst. It was just something I watched through my fingers, and that was the Riot's ladder match where. The refs ended up holding
the ladder. The Riot's SDS one where we had a terrible ladder and tables that didn't work.
And where they just sat Michael Dante on a table. Like, what? Don't sit a man that big just on a table, one of those little flimsy tables.
I think I've explained this before, and it's...
He just sat on it and then it just slowly crumbled beneath him.
We're quite lucky. Progress doesn't appear on Botchamania very often, but that match did. Despite having two of the best tag teams in the world in it. And the reason was, and I've explained it before, we had a ladder that was provided by the venue that was harder to work than normal ladder. No one could figure it out. And the main problem was the tables. Because we break the tables we hire and then just pay for the breakage. But what they'd done is they'd gone, oh, we've got, you're going to break them anyway. We've got like three old tables that are a bit shit. Do you want them? And we went,
I think
free,
the key
yeah.
would have been there. In
but they had no they had no supports in them.
A bit shit.
They had no supports in them. So literally, we could have put the baby on one and it would have been let alone Michael Dante.
He was fat.
So that was the worst. What was the best?
I've written too many because I can't think of just one, especially with Progress. I'm sorry, that's not a really good, very good answer.
No, that's fine. Is there at least, when you go to a show, is there at least sort of one thing that makes you go, ooh, most of the time? Or are you looking at it...
I love it.
Because from I look at stuff now from a promoter's point of view, and even if I'm watching WWE, I always watch it from the point of view of, where's this going two or three shows down the line?
Mm.
And that's what gets me excited. I'll go, ooh, the possibilities of this, and that's the stuff that excites me. As well as, like, if a match is really good, then it deserves...
Yeah.
But what you enjoy... I think what you enjoy in a match is different to what I enjoy in a match. So... For example, I use the example of the Jack Gallagher Timothy Thatcher match from Manchester,
yeah.
which I love, and I love, I think, in a different way to what you love. But you love that match more than a lot of Progress matches because it's more your thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so I think there's different things you get out of wrestling.
It's so skilled.
Mm. I mean, like, so I'm going to try and jog your memory. So remember Super Strong Style last year? Chris Hero was
possibly,
in it.
Possibly, yeah.
You like Chris Hero?
I do.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Or Cassius Ohno, as he's now called now. He's back in NXT. But Chris had three matches that weekend. He had one against Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
Which was amazing. One against Walter and one against Tommy.
Yeah.
Do you remember those matches?
Yeah.
See, to me, they're properly burned into my head. And it's not. I know it's not... that you don't enjoy them, but it's your, and this is again why I always come to you as
scene
the
has
non-wrestling.
Been deleted from
this is,
memory.
This is why I always come to you as the non-wrestling fan perspective. If you're going nuts for something on a WWE show,
but I'm not,
it means
I can,
that,
this means I'm not a good fan of anything because I forget everything that I do.
You do forget a lot.
I could read a whole book all the way through and love the whole book, and yet. I could reread it a few months later and I've forgotten half of it. And that's why I fall asleep doing films.
Are you sure you're not got a concussion right now?
I don't know, maybe.
Cav says, I'd love to know who her favourite ring announcer is.
So there's this guy that does this little company called Progress.
Yeah.
He is fine.
Yeah, Glenn is pretty fit.
Boom. Boomtown.
I'd love it, Cav, if you're one of the people who emails me going, I'm just wondering if you're looking for a ring announcer.
What a card.
I'm not my own favourite ring announcer, by the way.
You're not?
No.
Well, that's good, I suppose.
Not. Gavin Loudspeaker is my favourite.
Yeah.
Mark Bruin said, would Mrs. Smallman ever consider a front-of-house role in Progress? Announcer, commentary, storyline owner. Oh, good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Ref, etc. Would you ever consider that?
This is, again, where I've put... I want to be put through the table. Or Mastiff to cannonball me, although I've reconsidered that.
Have you?
I'd probably really hurt.
Would you like bears to cannonball you?
That'd probably also very much hurt. So, no. Never say never, but no, probably not.
I mean, I love you, right?
Cheers.
And I know you've given, good job. And I know you've given birth.
Thank you, yeah.
But apart from that, I would say, with you wanting to go through a table... You've got a bad back, and you're not known for your pain threshold.
Well,
so I don't get why you're so desperate to go through a table.
I've continued wrestling after having broken ribs. I then went on to do an underwater scuba diving shoot broken ribs.
But that's
I'm
because,
fine with my pain threshold.
But that's because you're an idiot. You're stubborn. Why did you continue wrestling with broken ribs? Because it was a competitive
Please
match.
Please tune back in half an hour after I've whooped his ass.
Why did you continue wrestling with broken ribs? Because
I didn't
you
know
didn't...
they were broken.
And also, you didn't want to submit.
No, that's how they got broken in the first place. Was she told me to submit and I wouldn't.
Yeah, there we go.
Me.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you are genuinely quite shy. I mean, getting you to do this, you've been dreading doing this all day.
I have.
And so it's your fault, listeners, for making her do it.
Yeah.
But you...
A bag of shits.
You wouldn't ever really want to be in front of the camera, would you? You know, it's not for you.
I know.
Joseph Ratchka, and bless him, I got asked this earlier on, and I answered it, and then went, oh no, I get this now.
Silly prick.
How do you feel about the fact your child is already 14 years old? Time goes by so fast. This is genuinely one of the best questions we've ever been asked.
You know what? It seems like only earlier on today that he was 6 months old.
It was legitimately earlier on today he was 6 months old.
Yeah, still is now.
Right, there was two questions, and I can't remember who asked them, so apologies, people who asked. One was, which wrestler would you likely leave me for?
Naomi.
You do like the booty, don't you?
Yeah, but she's badass. I like her. Yeah. Okay. You know, like, blokes, you'd go for blokes that you'd want to be.
Yeah.
I feel like that about her.
So this...
I'd want her moveset, I'd want her figure, I'd want a rave as you come out.
I think we're going to be buying WWE 2K17 in a while and just creating you. Okay. And this was another question. I can't remember exactly how it was worded. I mean, how would you feel about Claudio becoming a wrestler?
Yeah, fine.
Genuinely. Even though you know it's not... I mean, you've been backstage, so you know it's
hurt.
You know it's not glamorous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's glamorous when you work for WWE, but it's not glamorous when you work for an indie.
I never said I wanted him to have a glamorous life.
Because you're not Fergie.
Yeah.
And someone did ask if you would consider a manager / interfering embarrassing mother role for him.
Yeah, less of the embarrassing mother. I'm a cool mum.
You do realise only really uncool mums are the ones who call themselves cool
mums. Oh, I'm trendy. I'm a trendy mum.
If you've got a little sticky up thing in the back of your car that says yummy mummy in it, here's a newsflash, you're not.
Powered by fairy dust.
Get to fuck. God, that angers me. How do you feel about
how
do you feel about eyelashes on the front of cars?
I'd like to rip them off and shove them up the exhaust.
Because that is the closest thing to a car's bumhole, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good. What a note to end on. Anything you want to advertise? Bearing in mind your Twitter profile's secret.
My business is
your business
secret.
Is secret.
My child's name is secret.
Your child's name. I do love the fact two chaps, I've started now doing a thing where if you're a Progress fan, you come to a stand-up show that I'm doing, I'll try and take a photo of us together and tweet it because I'm grateful. And I was doing a gig in Wakefield and there was two lads there, Progress fans, and I got chatting to them. And one of them said...
To make out like you're just one of the little people.
Shut up! one of them said, how's baby Claudio doing? And I said, oh, he's doing well. And then I said, because I don't mind it on Twitter and stuff, but in person, I find it really difficult to call him Claudio to people's face. And I said, you know he's not called Claudio. And they both put their hands over their ears and went, we're not listening. Because they wanted him to be called Claudio. They wanted to believe.
I wonder if when he gets older, he'll want to change his name by Deadpool to that.
To Claudio?
Yeah, be like, fuck you guys. You should have called me that.
Yeah, we should have done. That was a great name.
No.
It's a great name.
No, we didn't.
So, is there anything you want to plug apart from... this podcast?
The Distraction Pieces Network.
Yeah.
And Progress Wrestling. And your website.
Yeah.
JimSmallman.com.
JimSmallman.com/TNJ.
You didn't even pay me to say those things.
Thanks.
I've just said those.
I mean, technically, you know, you have had my seed.
I know. Why? Do you know what? I'd never have taken your seed if I'd knew you were going to keep calling it the seed. God, I'm off to vomit.
So, jimsmallman.com/TNJ. Point people at that so they know how to download this podcast if they haven't got it already. If you haven't already, please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from. Rate and review the podcast because it all helps. And obviously progresswrestling.com, demand-progress.com, all the other podcasts on the wonderful Distraction Pieces Network. And hopefully the interview I was going to do this week will happen next week. So fingers crossed. If not, there'll be something else awesome to listen to. Thank you, my wife.
It's all right.
Appreciate it. Thanks for listening, guys, and thanks for your questions.
Ya. Ta-ra.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.